The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
I know you're going to dig this.
Now it's time for the Tri-State Area's brand new radio talk show, Between the Minutes, featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals in the community. Between the Minutes is brought to you by Cybersoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com. And now here's our host for Between the Minutes, Peter Dottie.
Good morning and welcome to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's radio talk show brought to you by Cybersoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. The first segment of Between the Minutes will feature the Cybersoft Computer Crime Report. This is similar to my newspaper article in the Philadelphia Public Record discussing many interesting topics about computer security. I want to recap some of the problems and solutions that everyone who's been listening to this segment of Between the Minutes should know about. First, the internet is a dangerous place. Identity fraud for the purpose of theft is rampant. In addition, people who install programs on your computer in order to secretly use it for their own purposes is very common. Even websites like social media sites can be used to steal from your friends in your name. In the past, I spoke about the London scam where someone steals your Facebook account, changes the password so you can no longer access it, then messages all of your friends that you're stuck in London having been robbed and need money to get home. By the way, if any of you get this message from me, it's not real. If I leave the country, I normally vacation in places where the first thing that comes to most people's mind is, why would he go there? In addition to these criminal activities, there are national governments who are attacking systems and companies for military or economic gain. Even if your home computer has no value to another government, they will still want control of it in order to use it as a platform to attack some place they do want access to. Think of companies that make military goods such as aircraft. Our host, Cybersoft Operating Corporation, takes care of this problem by keeping two networks. The first network has access to the internet and does not contain anything of national value. The second network is very restricted and can only be accessed inside their building. This is where the confidential material is kept and where everyone should keep their most confidential material. After all, you wouldn't publish your bank account number and password in the newspaper, but keeping them stored in a computer attached to the internet is almost as secure. In the past, we spoke about the fact that if you as an individual get hacked and your bank account is drained, the bank will restore your funds. If you are a business, even a small one, company business, you're out of luck. Here are my personal suggestions on how to protect yourself. They are ordered from easiest and free to the most difficult and costly. 1. Keep your computer and all of the programs on it up to date. The 4 programs that are critical to keep up to date are Microsoft Windows, Adobe Flash, Adobe PDF Reader, and whatever antivirus program you have. You should have all these configured to download and install updates on a daily basis. This is free. 2. Install an antivirus program. Configure the program according to the manufacturer's recommendations, but ensure that it downloads and installs updates daily. Ensure that the program intercepts all of your web pages and email for scanning before you can access it. This should cost you less than $60, but right now you can buy a virus scanner from our host, Cybersoft, for $19.95 at www.cyber.com. That's www.cyber.com. 3. Don't install any programs that come in an email and don't click OK on any pop-up boxes that you didn't expect. The same thing goes for any link that comes in an email, even if you know the person that sent the link. If the message was unexpected or anything is odd or unusual about the message, attachment, or link, then delete it without clicking on it. This costs you nothing. 4. Make sure that you keep backups. If you don't have a lot of stuff on your computer, then do a backup of it to your CD-ROM burner. The easy way to do this is to put a blank CD-ROM into the burner, then copy the files you want to save onto the CD-ROM. This may be a bit different on different computers, but the concept's the same. This will cost you about 25 cents. If you have a lot of stuff to store, then buy a thumb drive for around $20 or an external USB drive for around $100. Generally, the external USB drive holds between 1 gigabyte and 1.5 gigabytes of data. The cost is between 25 cents and $100, but you will be very glad you spent the money when you need it. 5. My last recommendation is the most expensive, but will cost you less than $1,000. Keep a separate computer just for accessing your online financial systems. Don't use this computer for anything except that purpose, and never allow anyone but you to access that computer. If you're a business, I strongly recommend you do this. If your bookkeeper needs to do other things in addition to online banking, then buy them two computers. This is a lot cheaper than going out of business. In the past, there has been significant developments in international cooperation between governments to stamp out cybercrime. The FBI is leading that effort in the United States, and there has been a lot of success. It's a good start, but it's a little like trying to drain a river. Even with a big bucket, there's a lot more water arriving. The lure of really big bucks made easy is too much for many to resist, and that is contributing to the Wild West feel of the internet. It's a dangerous world. Make sure you take care of yourself. In wrapping up this week's segment of the CyberSoft Computer Crime Report, I hope some of the subjects I spoke about were helpful to you. Make sure you read my article every Thursday in the Philadelphia Public Record newspaper. We'll be right back with today's guest on Between the Minutes on Radio 860 AM.
The Between the Minutes radio show is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com, for the best in antivirus software security.
My name is Anthony Murphy. I'm the Executive Director of TownWatch Integrated Services. I'd like you to reach out to me so we can start a TownWatch in your community. We work in the city of Philadelphia in all 22 police districts, and we'd like to work with you to improve the quality of life in the neighborhood where you live. You can reach me at 215-686-1459, or you can reach us at www.townwatch.net. Reach out. Start a TownWatch in your community. Let's improve the quality of life in the city of Philadelphia.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on Radio 860 AM, WWDB. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti of Between the Minutes. Almost 1 million neighbors are suffering from hunger in the Delaware Valley. That's more people than ever before. For help, call 800-319-3663 or visit www.philabundance.org to see how you can help your neighbors in need.
Between the Minutes continues on 860 AM WWDB. Brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. www.cyber.com.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes on WWDB AM 860. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. Our guest today is Frank Cheech Amable. He's the president of CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Ooh. And the executive producer of this show. We also have Albert J.J. DePhillips, who is the producer and director of the show. And I guess J.J. just said hi.
Good morning, right, everyone. J.J., you all right over there with that?
I'm fine. I feel good. As a matter of fact, what I want to find out is if anyone can tell me how I get the $900,000 job that you get where they pay you to leave. So if anyone can give me the information or maybe where to send my resume, you can call us and tell us that.
Yeah, today. I'd love to be paid $900,000 to leave.
I think you go to City Hall and stand in line. I think there's probably a large line
so
accumulating.
Send my resume to Mayor Nutter, right?
I think you go in person.
Oh, in person, okay.
Well, I think there's actually a chartered bus that's going to be going. You know, I'll tell you, we spoke about, you know, the school system and the problems and everything. And here's something's actually happening. This is good for the city, I think.
Well, how many times have they changed the guard as far as the school district's concerned?
Yeah, but eventually they have to get somebody that's actually going to do something.
Well, this is the point I'm making. I mean, they went through so many different people that were so quote-unquote qualified and the right people for or the right person for the job. And I'm waiting for that person to show up. But through that, they're giving out money left and right.
Well, I guess it depends on what you consider qualified. I mean, look at what happened in Washington, D.C. They elected a young male mayor down there, and the guy was very aggressive. He really wanted to fix the school system. I can't remember her name anymore, but he brought in this very young Korean woman as the new whatever you call it, the head of the school system. And man, she cleaned house. She got rid of the deadwood. She got rid of the idiots. She got rid of the excess. She closed schools. The test scores started going up. Students started caring about it. But politically, it was a nightmare. Politically, people hated her. You know, they closed my neighborhood school. I don't like her. Oh, they fired my favorite teacher. Well, your favorite teacher wasn't doing you any favors, but, and the mayor didn't get reelected. So, you know, there's a dichotomy there. I mean, how do you elect somebody that's going to make the hard choices, make things actually operate, and yet keep everybody happy?
So what are you saying? That position is held by, you're actually a puppet?
No, I'm saying it's a position where to actually do the job, you have to almost not care if you keep the job.
I mean, not for nothing, the way things have been going, maybe a puppet is adequate.
Well, you remember the old puppet from, what was that, PetSmart or something? I think that job's, I think that puppet's available now.
I don't know. I know one thing, that in my lifetime and in my experiences, that this seems just like an open revolving door of failure.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate because the students pay the price. I mean, the students
pay the
real price.
Well, that's the bottom line. It's the children. You know, they asked, you know, a lot of things that happen in this city as far as the crime rates and the murders and the drugs and all that stem from being a child and how you're molded. And if they're coming out of these schools and they have different mindsets and they're not structured, and, you know, and it comes from the house too, your parents naturally starting from there. But, I mean, it's just like a vicious circle just keeps going and going and going and just keeps spinning.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the changing of the guard. Personally, I'm skeptical.
Personally, I'm getting tired of keep reading the articles about who's coming in and who's getting. I can't understand how a person could get $905,000 for failing.
That's why I want that job. So, see, you got to tell me where to go apply.
Yeah, I know.
I've got to apply for that job. I mean, I yeah.
Yeah, I know how to fail. I could do that really well if I wanted to.
Since we're doing a little bashing, I got a couple things. What happened to David O?
I heard that the
primary was oh yes. Now I'm hearing it's oh no.
or better yet, oh boy.
You know, I have no idea. I mean, I personally like David O. He's very personable. He seems
great
very
guy, but
he's
apparently,
a good lawyer.
Yeah, apparently somewhere along the line, either he hit his head and amnesia occurred, or he wish he hit his head.
Everyone,
and amnesia occurred.
Everyone pads their resume a little bit, but when you overpad your resume, sometimes it can work against you.
Yeah,
look, they all overpad. I just think that's a very sensitive subject in the times we're in. With the different things going on, with the wars and these kids coming home in body bags. I mean, it's bad enough that, you know, we're in the capacity where we're at with the wars and stuff and these poor kids down there. And then you're going around and acting like Walt Disney on your resume. I mean, I don't understand it.
Well, it's definitely a little on the goofy side is what's going on here.
I'm wondering, like, since he came out first in the primary in the Republican, and if he's going to come out at all come the general election.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, people knew this from day one, and yet they waited until after the primary to announce it.
Welcome to Philadelphia politics.
Not only that, but you know, in the radio business, they do say that in the media business, even bad press is good press. So once again, bad press keeps in the limelight. So
if you're out there listening, David, just understand it. Like what JJ just said, bad press may be good press.
So David,
right now, you better start pressing. Period.
David, if you're listening this morning, give us a call 610-664-4100. 610-664-4100. We'll put you on the radio and we'll talk a little bit.
Yeah, you can tell everyone about it.
Since we're on a bash mode, how about them Phillies last? They bashed the Mets, didn't they?
I'm telling you, wasn't that a game and a half?
I tell you, I thought it was two games the way it was going.
It's hard to believe that they made so many bad mistakes in Washington to come back here and play the way they should have played in Washington. Less the mistakes.
Well, if not for anything else, they certainly rebound quickly, and which is a good thing to become a champion.
Sure, without a doubt. I mean, being able to rebound is the best way to win a championship. So,
yeah, but they still have great ball girls. I mean, you know, they just look good no matter how they're playing.
Here he is, the host of the show. He goes to a baseball game to watch the ball girls.
Well
my kind of guy.
You know, who wants to watch the Phillies? Not me.
Yeah, to each
I guess
own.
You like football too, right? Because of the cheerleaders.
Well, yeah.
I kind of figured that. So.
Well, you mean there's a game besides the cheerleaders?
Yeah, after the pom-poms, Pete, there's a game.
Oh, geez. I must have missed that part. Oh, well, you know. So what else is going on right now?
I don't know. Did Aunt Edna drop off the face of the earth?
Oh, Aunt Edna's having a problem. I don't know. She has a hard time getting up early at our new earlier time.
She's been probably having a very active social nightlife.
Well, I think she ran off with the pizza delivery guy, but I'm not
sure.
Which
one?
The one with all the dough.
Okay.
So, anyway. So, you know, one of the things that we need to tell everyone about is that this is the last broadcast of Between the Minutes for a while. Keep an eye on our website at www.betweentheminutes.com and friend us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/BTM Radio. And hopefully we'll be back on the air at some time in the future. But for right now, this is the last show, which is why.
For right now, we're going on vacation, right, for a little bit.
Yeah.
Is it a paid vacation, boss?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You heard that. And so did the 50,000 watt of listeners out there heard that. So
yeah, but the only thing he didn't tell you is that we have a large quantity of rubles we're handing out.
Right.
I ain't getting you too far.
You know that coffee can with all the coins in it?
You mean those, the ones from Chuck E. Cheese?
That's it. Hey, you know, at least you get a free pizza. So,
you know, guys, we ought to be fortunate of our short tenure on the radio. We had some really good guests on. I mean, we had...
Definitely.
Councilwoman Quinones, Maria Quinones Sanchez.
Oh, she was fabulous.
We had David O. David O. He was on a few times.
Yep.
And Anthony Murphy, who runs a phenomenal operation Town Watch for the city.
Jimmy Tyune,
who's an icon, who was twice on our show. Bruce Caster from Montgomery County,
now,
the commissioner.
I'll tell you what, Bruce is worth going back to our website and listening to to the shows he was on.
He was great every time he was on. And the man deserves to be where he's at and even further. And I hope, you know, if you're listening, Bruce, you know, you can only be city commissioner so many times. There's other positions that need to be filled, and your qualifications certainly warrant you looking at that.
Yeah, he would make a great senator, you know, or even governor.
We had Councilman Bill Green. We had that cute young lady from the Sugar House Casino. Boy,
yes.
Was she bubbly.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing what a little bit of tequila will do for you.
And she thought we were giving her spring water, right?
I think she knew. She kept talking about proof, and I'm looking around, and then I looked at her cup, and then I realized she was talking about 90 proof.
Yeah.
It's all right. Hey, whatever makes it work.
We had a number of people on that... that nobody ever heard of before us because they weren't getting any press.
Right, right.
You know, I can't remember the one guy was running for sheriff's or office or something.
I know who you're talking about. I don't remember his name either.
He was a good guest. He didn't win, but he was a good guest.
Speaking of guests, we also had several times who could possibly be the first.
You're talking about Mr. Wimbush.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He couldn't have been that good of a guest. It took us 10 seconds to figure out who he was.
Well, we only had
one of those off the wall names. So if you don't really think about it, you're not
where did
really...
he did he even show up in the primary?
I don't remember.
Here again. Yeah. If it's amnesia, it means it's not reality. But go ahead, Pete.
We did have a guest who was who is possibly going to be the very first female mayor in Philadelphia. She was here several times, and she's really making a strong running for it. She's really hustling to try and make people realize she wants to make a change in Philadelphia. That's Karen Brown.
Karen Brown, yes. Yeah. Very good. I wish the best for that young lady, and I did say young lady, Karen, if you're listening. And, you know, she has a tall order to accomplish, and
yeah.
I'm sure she's aware of it. But she keeps the course and stays the course, and she keeps punching and jabbing. And whatever she does and whatever outcome actually sets her up for whatever she may want to do in the future.
And what you also have to remember, too, is, once again, she was, if you remember, she was really strong on the stuff with the school district and Ackerman and everything. And a lot of the stuff she wanted to make happen if she became mayor actually happened prior to her becoming mayor.
Well, yeah. Well, so you know what that tells you is that somebody else is listening, and maybe he's a little bit tight coming
right.
to the election.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I won't mention no names, Mike, but if... oh, jeez. But in any event, look, it's all in the spirit of trying to make accomplishments in the places that need to be addressed. And the school district needs to be addressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Along so who else did we have on?
I mean, Bishop Goines.
Bishop Goines, oh, yes.
I mean, what a
classy
fabulous
guy, stand-up guy.
Yeah.
And his backing and his people with his church, I'm sure, feel the same way we do about him.
And you can't be around him without liking him. And his voice gives you tingles.
And he's very, yeah, I agree. He's very contagious as
yes.
far as
yep.
his personality and stuff.
Also, remember we did the show about the Three Kings with your friend?
Wilfredo,
yeah.
That was a really good show because that show had a lot of history.
You know,
behind
somebody
it.
Called after and asked us if we were going to do a show about the Three Queens, but I didn't know where to grab them at. So we kind of I reached out to Wilfredo.
I won't go there. I'll just I will leave it. I will not. I promise I will not go
and
there.
And I'm not going to go any further. I kind of just had to dishearten the individual. And
our general manager of the radio station is looking at me with this look because I've known him throughout the years in the radio industry, and he has a look that says, if you do,
you need a little drum roll now.
He's turning the transmitter off.
Yeah, well, Fredo was on a couple times. He did the Three Kings, which is a big thing with the Latino people
yep.
and, mm-hmm. and religious, and he did it with another gentleman he brought in from his office for the real estate stuff.
Yeah, and that was pretty interesting, that the fact that North Philadelphia is a hot property now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's been pretty much glowing since the late 90s.
Yeah.
But well, now it's really starting to...
Well, Temple University is really responsible yeah. for that whole area becoming what it is. You know, that they have really picked up North Philadelphia. And without really displacing anybody, I think. But the whole area looks fabulous.
I just came to mind. We're talking about school district stuff and all. Senator Williams, if you're listening, I know you're a strong advocate for the school reform and education. Boy, it would be great if you could put your two cents in getting somebody as qualified to replace, which is unfortunately not. And it would be great if somebody would listen to you because of all your strong stance and belief. I had to get that out while I was fresh in my memory.
Oh, that's fine. He's a great guy. And he's really contributed a lot to the city. And I hope they do pay attention to him when they pick the replacement. Because I don't think he would recommend anyone except somebody that would do a good job.
Oh, absolutely. That's why, more or less, I'm reaching out to him in that regard.
Yeah.
And if anybody's listening and it feels the same way, you could go to his website and petition him in the same capacity.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that... One of the people that was not a guest, but we tossed some free advertising their way, was St. Mary's Polish Church in Conshohocken, where we did we ran some ads for their Polish festival. And we got a really nice letter back from the parish priest saying that our ads increased their revenue by 40%. I always go to their festival. I like Polish food, especially pigs in a blanket. I mean, that's just delicious. And it was really, really crowded. Really crowded.
When you say pigs in a blanket, you do mean hot dogs, don't you?
No, it's actually ground beef and rice wrapped in cabbage with tomato gravy.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
No, well, that's what it's called. I mean, it's the only name I know of it.
Unless you're on the boulevard. Anyway.
Okay. So JJ, you're being quiet. Why don't you say something?
I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, you just go ahead and I'll chime in whenever there's a reason to.
What boulevard?
We're not going to talk about that. Let's move on.
Speaking of talking, why don't you tell us about our sponsorship, okay, and what they could do to get that great price on the antivirus. It's still available.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not going to be available much longer because it's a back-to-school special, and CyberSoft is offering 1 year of AntLab V3 antivirus for $19.95. That's normally $60, and you can get it by going to www.cyber.com. That's really a great deal, and it's as many copies as you want for $19.95. And again, that's a back-to-school special, and school's about to start, so the special's going to end. If you need it, if you want it, get it now. Save yourself a lot of bucks, because normally you're going to be spending around $60 for a product like that. So, was that good enough?
Oh, very good, yes. Nice job, good job. Okay. I'll have to get you a raise.
Oh, well, I think you could put raise the chair up another couple inches, yeah. So, geez.
Let me ask you your opinion on Mayor Nutter's last episode about all the violence with the kids and stuff like that and the curfews. What do you think about that stuff? You're a parent.
Oh, I think it's wonderful that they put I think it's great they put their foot down. I support that mindset and decision making in regards to it needs to be done.
Well, sure, definitely.
I mean, these flash mobs of kids, could you imagine them when we were that age? If we pulled that stuff, we'd be dead. We wouldn't even be on the radio.
Well, it wouldn't even be the cops doing it. It would be our parents.
Parents.
Right.
Our parents.
That's
would
what
kill
I was gonna
us.
Say. Better yet, okay, the parents would be the ones smacking us.
We'd be
not worrying about.
We all be a was instead of.
Yep.
You know what they have to do? Instead of getting these kids to put together a flash mob, you've heard of these flash groups that get together in like an airport or something and suddenly do a dance. That's what I want to see. I want to see them get together on South Street and suddenly break into dance.
You know what's amazing is, and once again, it's hard to be a parent today. I'm not a parent, but I'm sure it is because the way things are and the way that sometimes the children can get a little bit out of control because kids today have a bad habit of sometimes they're a follower versus a leader, which is hard.
Man, did you say a mouthful? Because I've been preaching to my son, who's 17 years old, about being a leader instead of a follower, mm-hmm. because when you're a follower, you don't know where you're ending up because the guy who's leading you don't know where he's going.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yep. So, you know, I agree with that 100%.
And I agree with the parents who are kind of pissed off because they felt that their children shouldn't have to suffer because of what happened with the curfew. But if you really look at the whole picture, okay, if you take 100 children, okay, 100 of them, I'll bet you it broke down to probably a higher percentage of the ones that were involved with or part of the flash mobs versus the ones that weren't.
You know what? And for the parents out there that feel like they're being alienated or if they feel as though they're unjustly involved, well, guess what? I'm a parent, and if my son was not involved but was part of this, as he may be, I want him included too, because this ain't going to change overnight.
Sure, without a doubt.
Okay, yep. And as you change, there are going to be more arrests, and until they get into a rhythm and they understand that now this is the way it's going to be, you're always going to have that follower, so to speak.
Right, right.
Following
right.
that leader who don't even know where he's going, and the things are going to reoccur. So for the people that are not happy about because of their son or daughter or both, they're no different. Unfortunately, they're not part of that, but they, in one blink of an eye, they can be.
Right.
So,
yep.
But you know, somebody, it had to be acknowledged and it had to be dealt with, because if the city didn't deal with it, then it's an acceptance of it, and you're just going to get a lot more of it. At least now, the people involved in this know this is not acceptable, this is not accepted, and there are consequences. So maybe you shouldn't do it again.
Well, and you're right. But on the same token, the mayor, Mike Notter, he's a parent too.
Yeah.
And I know by his position, he makes, you know, his rules and regulations or makes the decision. But when you take a step back, he's a parent too. You know, so he's talking as the mayor, but with a parent's mindset. So I got to give him, I respect that.
Speaking of parents also, once again, here's what you have to look at, okay? If you have a handful of parents who do control their children, they make sure their children don't do that stuff, don't get involved. Well, hats off to them. Kudos to them. They're doing a great job. But don't take it the wrong way. Don't feel as if your children are being picked on, okay? But percentage-wise, like I said, it's probably a higher percentage of the ones that aren't being led right by their parents. So you have to make sure everyone understands.
The greater the difference falls heavily in favor of the decisions the city and the mayor has made in response.
Yep, so, without a doubt.
And if there's anybody out there that disagrees and you got kids and they're not part of it, too bad.
Call us up.
Get with the program or call us.
Yeah, 610-664-4100. Again, that's 610-664-4100, WWDB.
Anybody else we could bash while we're bashing?
A lot of it isn't bashing. A lot of it is just, it's realistic.
Yeah, I stand corrected. You know, I don't know, all of a sudden we're bashing and we're not bashing.
So, you know. But I think what they should have done was, I'm a little disappointed, though, because I looked at the paper here and I came across the David O thing, and unfortunately, the only thing missing is the headband. He should have had a headband on. They should have gone in there with the digital photography and given him a little...
They got him as Rambo.
Right. Rambo, sorry now. But there's no headband, see? Anyway. Hey, David's a good guy. David's a great guy. And unfortunately, sometimes, like we said, it's okay to pad a resume. We've all done that, okay, for one purpose or another.
Really? You want to tell me about that? What on your resume is padded? Because I didn't catch that part.
Well, if you didn't catch it, then I guess I did a good job, right?
Outstanding. You did it again, Al.
A successful. I can tell you about other jobs I've had where I've padded the resume and walked in there and got walked out of there employed, and they were never the wiser because, once again, as long as you know, as you move forward, you'll understand the system and do what you have to do.
Yeah, but this is not an endorsement by us to lie on your resume.
No, it's not. No, there's no question about that. So,
All right. Well, let's move on. What else do you want to talk about now?
How about summertime? It's almost over. I mean, summertime is pretty much over the halfway point by far. And well, what did you do all summer?
Work. Although I did just go down to Wildwood for the weekend, and the weather down there was fabulous. It was great. I'm calling home, and I'm being told there's storms, it's raining, you know, the roof is leaking, and it's like I'm looking around down there and nothing.
So you had a good time on your vacation?
Huh? I had a great time.
So did you go on the boardwalk?
Of course.
Did you eat a lot of fudge?
No, I don't. I don't generally.
Are you sure?
I'm heavy enough. I don't need to add any sweets.
Well, that's good. Hey, you know what? Everybody needs a little vacation one time just to get away and relax and look at the other side. Take a deep breath and say, hey, man, this is good.
It's good for the soul.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know, it's funny. We're sitting here. We're talking about end of summer. The kids actually go back to school, some of them, next week.
Yeah. Yep. And some of them went back already in various other areas. Some of them started like 2 weeks ago. I was reading an article.
The summer actually flew.
Yeah. Don't you wish we all got the summer off, you know?
Well, back in the day, we did. I mean, at some point.
Well, you know, in Europe, a lot of people, they get off so much. They have so much time off that they literally take a month off in the summer, and then they take a month off at Christmas. In Holland, I was in Holland on business, and people, I mean, they actually have to hire people from other countries to run businesses during the summer because so many people take off and go camping.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't think camping was a big deal there, but it is. And everywhere you look, there's bicycles. You know, the local residents tend to ride bikes instead of cars. And camping is a big deal there. Outdoor activities is a big deal. So... But, I guess in some countries you do get the summer off anyway, just not here.
So how about your vacation?
Well, it's not over yet.
You're right.
But so far, so good. I have to say I enjoyed down the shore. I've been to Wildwood. I even rode over to Camden, then rode back. That was an interesting trip.
I guess you didn't stay overnight, huh?
No, actually, I didn't stay at all. No, but I mean, the summer's been very, very good to me so far. The incredible thing is that right after Labor Day, it seems like everything at the end of the year accelerates. I know it's not my imagination because I say this every year. Before you know it, the holidays will be here.
Yeah, well, sure. Yep, definitely. And we really had a good summer weather-wise. I mean, when you think about it, for June and July, we had sunshine constantly. It was nice. It was warm. It was hot. And no rain. People were yelling, rain, rain, rain. Now we have plenty of rain. And they're yelling, when's it going to stop? You can't make everybody happy, I'll tell you.
Well,
anybody happy.
At least the grass is finally green, you know.
So, but yeah, it was a nice summer. It was real nice.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry to see it end, but, you know, like everything else, it starts and ends.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, we really do have great weather here, you know, in the southeastern Pennsylvania area. I mean, we don't get earthquakes. We don't get tornadoes. You know, we get storms, but other people get hurricanes. You know, we don't get a lot of the nasty stuff. We had a drought, but the drought lasted a couple of months. California, they had droughts that last 10 years. You know, Kansas drought can last for a lifetime.
Do you know who we didn't mention? He was on the guest on the show. He was on a few weeks ago. Freddie Jordan.
Oh,
was
yeah, I was going to get yeah, into that because, with Freddie and the whole boxing
yeah,
thing.
He has a big boxing match coming up Irish weekend in Wildwood. He has a big match coming up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember he was telling us about it?
That's right.
He has they're bringing someone in from Ireland, I believe, right?
Yeah,
he's going to fight someone over here.
One of the clubs
over there, right? It's coming over here. It's going to happen in Wildwood during Irish weekend, I believe. That should be pretty interesting.
Let me tell you, Freddie was a great guest both times. That kid's a mover and a shaker, and a lot of the accomplishments with the Boxing Association is directly attributed to his programs and things he wanted done and his petitioning and his hard work and effort in those directions.
Sure. So. How about that statue that he had put
up? Joey Girardalis on Passyunk Avenue. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful setup. They worked diligently and very in long time to get that done, and they accomplished it.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, and that's something that's going to be there forever now, you know.
Oh, it'll stay as long as the city's intact and, you know,
yeah,
there.
It's kind of a shame that boxing isn't, you know, as popular here in the United States as it used to be. I mean, but it's like everything. There's ups and downs, you know. And I think eventually it will come back into favor. It's a sport like any other sport. And, you know, it's just out of favor right now, but it'll come back.
I believe a lot of the problem with boxing was it became, between Don King and some of the other people involved throughout the years, it became actually a horse and pony show to a certain point, where it
yeah,
wasn't
you had
really
Don King, Bob Arum.
Right, right, right.
And there was another guy. It was they were more entertaining than watching the fight.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, yep. But once those athletes got in the ring, it was real. I mean, there was nothing but the actual sport going on in that ring. So yeah, there was all kinds of circuses before and after, but the main event was still.
Speaking of circus, the general election's coming up in November. Do we have any candidates that we foresee getting upset here?
Do we have any circus music? Better yet.
Well, I could do that.
There you go.
November. I think Maria Quiñones Sanchez wins handily.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt that she's going to get in.
I'm a little suspect now about how David O's going to do. Because let me tell you, they don't get a lot of people to come out and vote. And the strongest contingency happens to be the people. He backed the 82nd, or backing him, the 82nd Airborne, and now with all this Rambo and Mambo stuff coming out.
I still believe David will do very well, and you know what? I still believe David has a really good chance of winning, because like I said, once again, even bad press is good press, and if he goes out here and he actually takes and he hustles and he tries to rebound from all this, and you can rebound from it, it's not impossible, it can be done. Has to be done the right way. He has to get the people in his camp, his people who are pretty much doing all of his campaigning for him and his campaign manager. If they go about it the right way, I believe there's a good chance all this can be rebounded for him, and he has a good chance of still winning.
I don't foresee him losing. I think it just became a tougher road of winning.
Well, sure, of course, without a doubt. Now,
you know, can't gloat like now that I'm number one and right. I miss because, you know, the old thing about King of the Hill when we were kids, you're the king and everybody's coming up the hill to take you out.
That's right. Everyone's chiseling away until you fall off the top.
That's right.
Yeah, well, even number two wins. You know, it's not like,
You know. Sure.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, what's going to happen with him now will be determined by how he decides to handle this.
Right.
If he handles it badly, it's going to hurt him.
And I'll tell you another thing. If they decide they're going to start, what I don't want to see happening here, because I can't stand this in politics, but it's a normal occurrence, they're probably going to try to dig other things up on him. They feel as though now, probably, that, you know, we found this out. What else is he embellishing?
Well, yeah, the door's been open now. So, once again.
And it was opposition is going to make sure that goes through that direction.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Without a doubt.
I mean, that's the move, you know. If anybody's running against him, I would think that's the move. So.
Well, yeah, but again, it, you know, if he can handle it in such a way that he comes out a winner with this, you know, I don't know what the right answer is, but I would think, at the very least, acknowledge it, apologize, and move on.
If for some reason, okay, he does come out and win the election, that tells you one thing, okay? Despite what has happened, the people feel he's still the man for the job. And once again, he has the qualifications to be the man for the job and to be successful as the man for the job.
Well, he's
let me ask you a question off the cuff. They just buried this kid, Michael Strange.
Right.
Okay. And say, and I'm only speculating here. And it was terrible how he was a Special Forces Navy SEAL that unfortunately was shot down. Okay. You're the family of this kid. And you read an article like that. How happy are you going to be? How fast are you going to go vote for a guy that I just buried my son in the ground that was the real deal, and I got some guy that's supposed to be representing me in the city acting like Walt Disney now?
Well, you know what? You're right there, okay? And
I'll take that a step further before you answer.
Okay.
That kid got so much support that anybody who was involved with that would have to take a step back and look at this as a slap in the face. I mean, you could really... And I'm not trying to send a message to the opposition out there, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, sure. No, it is what it is, okay? And once again, you're true. You're very true, and you're 100% right, okay? Where this is definitely something where in his family and the people around him as well as the people in Philadelphia and anywhere, okay, that has something to do with Special Forces and stuff like that.
I would think being enlisted, period.
Well, sure. Yeah.
I mean, I would have a hard time with it. I mean, you know, I'm not going to go out. Oh, I'm going to go vote for the actor when I just buried my kid. That was the real deal.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really going to be a matter of how does David O. handle it.
Right. It all comes down to how he pretty much responds to it and he tries to put it to rest, okay? And there is a right way you can do that. It's up to his campaign people to figure out the right way and the best way.
And no one's
saying that David, that it's the right thing what he did because it really wasn't. But once again, in there's a lot of structuring that is true. Some of the structuring, like we said, once again, it's fluffing the resume, which isn't the way to go, especially when you're in politics, because sometimes it comes back and it bites you.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I'm to all our listeners out there, I'm not putting David down as a person, or even maybe as a potential city councilman at large for the future. Great man, more than qualified. The timing was terrible. The realities of the timing were terrible. We're in a point in our existence right now. We're at war in two different countries. Okay? You start playing with realities and want to play make-believe you're Rambo, and you're not. I just got a hard time with it, and that's how I feel. And that's solely my opinion.
Sure. And once again, your opinion is respected because everyone, you know, has the right to their thoughts and on that. And that's your thought.
Yeah. Well, we just don't know what's going to happen. you know. But it's going, whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, and everybody will see.
Oh, I agree. And maybe even sooner, Pete.
Yeah, who knows? Certainly, it'll be interesting.
Absolutely.
And he's not the first politician to be caught in something like this. He won't be the last. And to the extent that it was fluff versus reality, we'll play into it.
They all fluff, and they're all good at it. I just take it as an exception because, here again, of the times we're in,
yeah.
The times we've been in, him even being over there himself, I just think it was done in bad taste.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
All right, let's bash somebody else. I'm tired of David.
Let's hey, once again how come make the, sure. How come the mayor never came on our show? We've invited him enough times.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to get into that.
He's just busy.
He runs, and he runs hard. But we had the fortune at different places that we met him at functions yeah. and all, so I made up for it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I would have loved to have had him on.
And he was always very classy. He always shook our hands. And
a stand-up guy, bar none. But, you know, it's...
Once again, that goes to show you, okay, in any politics, whether it be Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Detroit, California, as time progresses, everyone has their hands full. He has his hands full. Now, once again, he brought her in. Now he has to escort her out, and he still has to figure out how do I rebound from this.
And right, how do I get rid of the egg on my face, so to speak? And I'm sure he will.
And it's a 24/7 job.
Sure.
Especially with the economy being the way it is and the city having financial difficulties.
Right. I mean, you know, Michael came in, you know, after John Street, you know, he wasn't left with a pot of gold. In fact, I was wondering if he was even left with a pot.
I think the pot had a rotted bottom in it, so.
Rotted bottom. I don't think there was a bottom at all. And I can say that because I was in that administration
at
the time.
You saw the pot, right?
Yeah.
Tell the people that this is going to be our very last show, of course, but make sure they check out the website. We'll be back, hopefully, in the future.
Well, what he just said. this is our last show for now. You know, but keep an eye on our website because we'll probably be back at some point in the future. It's www.betweentheminutes.com. And you can listen to all the old shows. So if you get a hankering to listen to us and, you know, we're not on the air, go back, listen to some of the old shows, listen to what the different people had to say at the point then versus what they're doing now, and it should be all pretty exciting. Thank you for listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 860 AM WWDB. You can also friend us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/BTM Radio. More of Between the Minutes next on Radio 860 AM WWDB.
The Between the Minutes radio show is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com, for the best in antivirus software security.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti of Between the Minutes. Almost 1 million neighbors are suffering from hunger in the Delaware Valley. That's more people than ever before. For help, call 800-319-3663 or visit www.philabundance.org to see how you can help your neighbors in need.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on Radio 860 AM, WWDB. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, the Executive Director of Townwatch Integrated Services.
And this is Pete Rodotti of Between the Minutes.
And Philadelphia needs you.
Who, me?
Yes, you. We need you to get involved in your community by joining a Townwatch in the city of Philadelphia.
How do I do that?
Oh, you reach out to me at 215-686-1459 or at www.townwatch.net, and we provide you with training, equipment, and the type of support you will need to be involved in your community.
So I can really join?
You can really join.
Join us at Philadelphia Townwatch Integrated Services.
Between the Minutes continues on the Tri-State Area's Information Talk Station, 860 WWDB.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. Our guest is Frank Chichimable and Al J.J. DePhillips. And, you know, this is our last broadcast for right now. You can continue to look at us on our website at www.betweentheminutes.com. It was just pointed out to me that our listeners must be really upset because we're looking out the window and there's this huge fire. I mean, I no idea exactly where that is, but, I mean, that's huge.
Well, if they are, I hope you're all safe and sound, God forbid.
Isn't that where the transmitter's at?
No. No, there's a transmitter right there, and this is just the fires to the right of the transmitter. So
I'm going to really really miss coming in here every Tuesday because now I have to go out and buy the Daily News on Tuesday.
So. Hey, Daily News, if you're listening.
I have to buy it now, which is like, can you send me a free copy?
you're about to get an extra purchase every week now. So
when's it going back to a quarter? That's all it's worth, really, but anyway.
You know, we're talking about back to school end of summer. Our good buddy Anthony Murphy, the executive director, Operation Town Watch, probably is going to get much busier because I'm sure they'll be out more and the kids will be involved more. I mean, they'll be more involved with the school district. You know, maybe the school district on the whole should take a look at Anthony and his program, and instead of worrying about giving somebody $905,000 for failing, help out a program that should be well funded and ongoing and thriving instead of him always having to, you know, pull teeth and try to scratch and crawl to get a dollar.
That's a prime example of putting money where it's well needed and well deserved and could be put into a positive direction versus just saying, here, go on vacation. You're done. You're fired. Here's $1 million.
I'm going to put this out here. Arlene Ackerman, if you're listening, why don't you go, hey, why don't you throw something to where it belongs instead of your pocket?
Hey, you know what? You're going to pay a lot of it in tax anyway, so make a donation. You know, what's interesting is even the military has picked up on Anthony's program and has started implementing their own town watch based on his town watch here in Philadelphia.
Wasn't a woman called in?
Right, right.
She was in the military out in Jersey.
Fort Dix, I believe, right around that area. Right, yeah. Fort Dix and that McGuire Air Force Base. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a big deal.
That's a very big deal. And, of course, it's got to be a great acknowledgement of the success of the program. But that program goes way beyond, you know, security of the neighborhood. I mean, they call it Neighborhood Town Watch, but it actually, there's been many examples of people whose lives were improved by being involved in Town Watch and learning the skills they teach you in Town Watch, which are skills like observation, how to report things to people, how to talk to people. You know, these are not skills that people are born with. They're skills that you have to learn, and they're skills that work for everything. I mean, just learning how to observe is going to help you in anything you do in life because you're going to see what's actually going on versus superficially what, you know, most people think is going on.
Not only that, but once again, like Murph said in the past, there's several different cities that have contacted him and his organization so that way there he could help them put together a successful town watch in their areas because a lot of the areas tried it throughout the years. And once again, if the leadership isn't right there and the leadership doesn't know what direction to go in and how it should be set up, and that's a great, you know, Murph knows all that, and he's able to go in there and tell them this is how you want to structure yours to make it be most successful.
There was a recent article / TV report, and I can't remember exactly where the location was, but it was all to the Neighborhood Town Watch that they got rid of all these drug dealers, which were breeding shootings and stuff like that. And the city, this particular neighborhood, and I'm sorry, escapes me, stood together and showed exactly what that Town Watch actually should be about and implement it, an outcome. So, I mean, hopefully that'll snowball with other neighborhoods throughout the city and other cities that pick up on it.
But it's true. You know, if you don't put up with and accept things like drug pushers and stuff in the neighborhood, then it's not going to escalate to worse.
We have about 2 minutes left in the program. Real quick, Eagles are playing Thursday night.
Who are they playing? Cleveland,
I believe. Right. Yes.
Well, they got to. I know it's still preseason, and it's still, they got to get their act together. They got so many superstars that if they don't put their act, it's going to work against them.
Yep, definitely.
I'd like to see him beat Cleveland, even though it's meaningless, you know, but still show a better showing than he did against Pittsburgh.
They're a good team. They just have to want it.
Yeah.
You know, they've got the ability, but, you know, I don't know. How much does somebody who gets paid millions of dollars a year to play ball, how badly do they want to win, you know? I don't know. I couldn't answer that. I mean, if somebody paid me millions of dollars to play ball, then I'll know. Frank, last words?
It was a great run. I'm looking forward to come back to this down the road when that happens to be. And to all our listeners and to everybody who was a guest on the show, thank you again. And we got to get a box of tissues for JJ over here.
Yeah.
Take care, everybody, and thanks for our guests and our listeners and on Between the Minutes.
And I want to thank everyone for listening to us. It's been a great run. I've had a lot of fun doing this. I know that Frank and Cheech enjoyed their action work with the show. And it's been great. Thank you for listening. Anyway, we're wrapping it up. Visit our website. Thank you for listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 860 AM WWDB and on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com. We will not be back with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 860 AM WWDB, but look for us on our website.